You might have been like that too. There's a boy kept going with a girl and on Sunday nights when he'd be there, and the old fella'd cook him a hot whole cake in the fireplace. This boy could look across the hall and see him. Did that for several Sunday nights. So one Sunday night he went in and talking to the girl, daddy. He smoothed that ashes off where he had his cake in there, ash cake down in there cooking. He taken a poker and told about the land that they had, and he drew off 440s of land, you know, and across it, mm-hmm. And said the daddy died, we all fussed over it. Said, I want this, my sister wanted it, and the other wanted this, that. Yeah. Said, we kept on, we got right in the center, and he taken his poker and just tore that ash cake up. Says, there, we had a hell of a row.
All right, so that's an ash cake. Okay, what about something you might make with cornmeal and boil it with greens and cheesecloth? Did you ever do that?
No, I don't know what I did.
Okay. How about...
We did, too. Maybe you might want... It was good for the people in the Dr. Keg and mules, they called it corn gruel. We'd take and boil that until it had about done, you know, pretty well cooked, and have it liquid. We'd put that in a quart bottle that had a long neck. And that's the way we'd drink your keg, put medicine in it. Mm. That's one way of doctoring them.
Mm. But that's not the same as mush.
No. Mush, you grow... Mush is more like cooking grits. Mm-hmm. In fact, the business is... Grits just mush come to town.
I see. What's the other stuff made out of corn that's the whole grain that's cooked?
You have a...
Cook with lye, I think, don't they?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. And that was good, and I'd like to have some hominy now.
Mm-hmm.
I told you about making the lye from my eyecopper.
Yeah, I remember. Uh-huh.
Mother and the people down on the farm would take that and boil grains of corn in it, and when this... They boil this grain of corn till it was, you know, to a certain stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could take it out of there and wrench it, just about wrench all the husk off the corn. Then you had your hominy. Then you season that and cook it to your taste.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, something else that's a breadish kind of thing. You make up a batter and you fry them round and you eat a bunch of them and you pour stuff over them for breakfast.
Are you not talking about cornbread now? You're talking about flour.
Yeah, made with flour.
Now there's two or three things they call it that. Now they've got a regular hot cake mixture.
Mm-hmm.
And a farmer didn't have that. He had to use what he had.
Yeah, what would he call
them? And we call them pancakes and flapjacks.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same thing?
They practice the same thing. We used to go around singing, love my wife, love my baby, love my flapjack floating in gravy.
You wouldn't put gravy on them, would you?
You hadn't had nothing to eat till you put ham gravy on those things.
My goodness, I never heard of that. What do you call the sweet stuff that you put on?
You put syrup.
Yeah.
Different kinds of syrup and honey.
Mm-hmm.
I use jelly lots of time and butter.
Mm-hmm. I sure didn't know you put gravy on them, though.
Now, I'll tell you, talking about that, now I'll tell you what.